And within this daf begin the sixth parak Kisra Adam. Some of the topics we're learning about include ba'arba prakim bashana hamoicher behem lechaver tzorch lo'diyai ima mecharti lishchet bita mecharti lishchet. On the day before the four yom tovim, when many animals are shechted for the meat, one who sells animals must notify the second buyer that he also sold the animal's mother or daughter on this day. Also, mashchit nes ha'tavach bal karchay. In those 4 days, if a butcher pre-sold portions in a live cow, he's compelled to shech the animal for the buyers even if he suffers a loss. And therefore, lefikach emes, mes lekech. If the cow died, the buyer suffers the loss of his dinner. The Gemara discusses the reasons lekech acquires his portion without kin mashicha. Regarding the Isser not to shech the mother and son in one day, the day follows the night, and the Isser starts from when the night begins until the following day ends at sundown. The next parak discusses Kisra Hadam. One who shechs a chaya or oif is required to perform Kisra Hadam, he must cover the blood with earth. B'chulin avalei b'mukdashin. The mitzvah of Kisra Hadam applies only to non-karbanis, but not to the karbanis of chatas v'ilas oif. And the Gemara explains why Kisra Hadam cannot be done on the mizbeach before and after zrika, based on the halacha of hashechet tzarech sheyitin afalamata v'afalamala. The sheyitin must place earth both under the blood and over the blood.